With Lauren Frey of the Kelowna Rockets, director of player personnel, and just here at Prospera Place, having a look at the new digs. The ice is in, the logos are on the ice, and a few questions for Lauren this year, in particular about prospects. Let's get right to it. Your first round draft pick this year, Trevor Wong. He's a young guy, certainly not likely to be with the hockey team this year. Do you expect him at rookie camp at all?
Yeah, Glenn. Yeah, he will be here at rookie camp, and we're pretty excited about him coming. He's also going to be here for a day and a half of main camp, and we got. I guess in all fairness, we've got some work to do in that area. He's a dynamic young player, but there's no commitment there as of yet, which is understandable. I mean, these young players, they have options, and they have to. Take their time in making their decision. But the good thing about it is that he's coming to camp. We're excited to have him here. We've had good contact with him and his dad and his agents, and we're optimistic, and hopefully something can be done.
Last year, his numbers in the Academy League were just, eye-popping, certainly an offensive talent, and it looked to me like his team was quite dominant in that league. Again, a guy with certainly with some offensive flair.
Yeah, I mean, the league they played in last year, man, was a varsity league, so it was a step down from the major Bantam League, but that the schools are in. But in saying that, that team did participate in some of the major tournaments in Western Canada with the better teams, and he certainly didn't miss a step in those games against the better teams. He was as dynamic in those games against better teams than he was with the varsity team. So, I mean, he is quite a talent. He has exceptional speed. He does things at a very high level and executes at a high level and very competitive. So we were fortunate. We knew when we took him, there's a risk involved, but we'll just have to hope for the best.
And let's go back a year. Ethan Bowen, young fella from the Lower Mainland, are we going to see him at camps?
No, he has decided to stay back this year and play Junior A in Chilliwack, which again is something that we knew was a possibility the last year. And I think for Ethan's situation, I think it's a good move on his part. I think he can develop another year physically and mentally, and right now it's just not in him to leave home at this time. He's more comfortable as a 16-year-old playing at home, and again, we'll just have to wait and see if things change during the course of the winter or next fall. So again, it was something that we didn't, we sort of was in the cards, but we were hoping for a better outcome, but it is what it is, and we'll live through it.
Last year, though, Ethan did have the experience of playing a couple of games at the RBC Cup, so probably beneficial for his development, eh?
Well, I agree. I think he's, I'll be honest. I think it's always tough for a 16-year-old, to come into our league. And in Ethan's case, last year he did play major midget for the bulk of the year, but he had some injuries, and as a young player, he had. He missed, he only played, I think, probably, a half the schedule in Major Midget last year, a little bit more due to injuries, and he was hurt at the end of the year, and fortunate for him, he was able to come back for the RCB Cup. I think he was out with a ligament strain, and he was out for several months there, but came back, and the RBC Cup, we saw him play a game there, and he played very, very well, so kudos to him, and I think this will be a good development year for him, and again, we'll see what happens.
With camps coming up here, some thoughts on anybody that you think might be a surprise, or somebody that you're counting on to maybe establish themselves from the prospect pool.
Well, I think the young guy we brought in last year, Dallin Wilton, the big left winger, we think we're optimistic about him. Another young guy that we played last year at times, like Kyle Crosby, a dynamic little forward, center iceman, we think will be here. And then we've got a young, another winger, Deegan Moffert, who we took in the, I think, second round of the Bantam draft in that 01 year. He's about 6'2", you know, 220 pounds, and he's a big, strong winger that has some very good assets. Like he does some things with the puck, and his ability to think the game is things that you can't teach. His skating is not the greatest at the moment, but he's working on it, and we think if his skating can improve, he can be a pretty dominant player for us. So, but they're younger guys, and another guy is Dylan Esau, a young guy that played midget in Battleford last year. He's a big guy, you know, 6'1", probably 190 pounds, that can really skate and is good at both ends of the rink, and something like a Brugen-Kate type player, and you know, so we think he has a possibility as well.
Well, switching gears with you, Lauren, from prospects, let's, you know, talk about your 20-year-olds. You've graduated Gordy Ballhorn, James Hilsendager, and Carson Twarinski from last year's roster. Any thoughts on how you think your 20-year-old situation might shake down?
Well, right now we are committed to two. Braden Chisholm, who returns, you know, for his, I think, fourth year with us. And I think, in all honesty, we're expecting big things from Braden this year. We're hopeful. He's had a good summer, you know, develop a little bit more physically. I thought last year at times, particularly at the end of the year, he had some real good games for us and showed signs of really developing into a dominant player. And we hope he can do that for us. We added Ryan Bowen last year at the end of the trade deadline last year. Unfortunately, he didn't come last year, but he's committed to coming this year. We think he's a good player. Like, he's a good two-way player that can play all situations and it can score a little bit, so we'll see how that goes. And then in the other process, we're have an open spot for a 20-year-old, and we'll see basically what our needs are going to need, what our needs will be as we move into the season, and maybe we can acquire either a forward or defenseman that's going to give us some more pop offensively, or better offensively, or a defenseman that gives us some more depth defensively.
Thoughts on your imports, year two for Libor Zabranski, a right-handed shot on defense, a pretty good skater, probably expectations would be higher this season. And Lassie Thompson, you guys drafted in the import draft, I think another right-handed defender.
Yeah, Libor, we're optimistic. I think, you know, we're hoping, like you said, that Libor comes back and is a much improved player from last year. I thought last year, for the most part, he played well early in the year. The first half of the year was better for whatever reason. The second half and towards the end of the year, you know, wasn't as good as we had hoped. But then saying that, it's another year. He's had the summer to develop again physically a little bit more. And we're expecting, you know, a much improved play from him. And Lassie Thompson, we hear nothing but good things about him. He's a quality player, and he's projected, you know, an early round NHL pick this year. So again, we're looking forward to him to develop, and more looking forward to his development for next year as well. So we're optimistic with both of them.
Starting from the net out last year, a tough year. I think four goaltenders saw time between the pipes for you guys. Injuries, you know, really played a role in that revolving door. How about Roman Bazarin? Is he healthy this year? And, you know, how much do you think you can get out of a guy like James Porter? Are you optimistic about the goaltending situation?
I think we're comfortable with our goaltending. I thought James Porter last year, I thought, was one of the major reasons we made the playoffs last year. I think if you go back to, you know, where we started the year, and then he was forced to play, and he was tremendous for us, you know, for, I think, until basically when he got hurt, and then he got hurt, and then I think after that he struggled a little bit to get his game together, and then but in the playoffs I thought you know certainly the one game here wasn't great, but the two games down in Tri-Cities he played very well, and we're hoping for him to just to continue his growth and development. Roman Bazarin, you know, was great for us when he played last year as a 16-year-old. He won't be ready to start the year, you know, as far as we know right now. So we don't know long when he'll be ready to play or when he'll be ready to go. But we think he's a real good goaltender. And if he can, you know, play through, it can come through healthy with the injury, we're pretty excited about him. And then we have Cole Tisdale, who we brought up as a 15 last year and asserted himself quite well. So if need be, we may have to start the year with him and James. But we're hoping Roman's ready sometime in the not-too-distant future.
On the back end, we talked about a couple of the import defensemen. Obviously, a big offseason for Caden Korzak, winning a gold medal at the Hlinka-Gretzky tournament. Provided a pretty good account of himself, I thought, during the second half of the season as he kind of grew into his role. Thoughts on Caden, what you expect this season, along with the rest of the defensive corps?
Well, this is one area that, where we might have to do some work. And Caden did have a great summer. And as you all know, played very well in the Ivan Hlinka tournament. And so we know he's going to have to eat up a lot of minutes here, probably. But the 2 Euros and then with him and Chiz, we're hoping gives us good 4 base. And then after that, we'll see, what carries out. We added a young guy this year by the name of Devin Steffler, who played over in Austria last year, and he's from Colorado, and we saw some tape on him, and he looks extremely good. So we might have got lucky there. He's an 18-year-old right-handed defenseman, and we might have got lucky there. We think he has a good chance. And then also Kate Augustine, the big defenseman we brought in last year, we think this guy's upside is huge, and he could have a chance, and we'll see how Kelvin Hare and Kevin Powell do a returning from last year. So, and we've got a couple other younger guys, that might have a chance to crack the lineup as well. So, but in all honesty, that may be one area we may have to add here. If they're going to be young and they're going to be a little bit inexperienced, so we'll just see how they can handle it as we get started here.
Sure, big shoes to fill with of course, graduating Ballhorn and Hilsendager and Cal Foote moving on to professional hockey. A couple of thoughts up front. Probably scoring by committee this season, again, with the loss of Dylan Dubé and Cole Lind and of course, Carson Torinsky. Some guys that were offensive threats every time they were on the ice. You lose that coming into this season, but certainly looking for some players to emerge.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's tough. And I think you look at, every team in this league, I think if you go through last year, their best players were their older players. And every team is in the same situation basically as we are. They lose their top guys for the most part. I guess we have to look towards Nolan Foote. We're hoping he has a bit of a recovery this year. I thought last year injuries, again, slowed him somewhat, but he's had a great summer. He's growing. He's put on some weight. He looks really good. Liam Kindry, we're hoping to, again, he was doing very, very well until the injury occurred with his leg and then struggled coming back a little bit. But we're hoping he develops. And then our 19-year-olds, Kyle Topping, Leif Mattsson, Jack Cowell, Connor Brugenkate, like we're expecting big things from those 4 guys. So, we're hopeful that those guys can sort of, do a real good job for us. Teddy Brennan and we're hoping Teddy has a better year. It's, again, he's going to be better than he was last year. And these guys are going to play different roles, and hopefully they can, fill some shoes here. Will Kushnerik, we're really curious to see how much he's come along over the course of the summer. We thought at the end of last year he had improved tremendously, and we're hoping that, he's a big guy. He's, in the 6'3", 6'4", range, 200 pounds, and we're hoping that, he can contribute as well. So, and then the younger guys, like the 3 or 4 younger guys that we talked about. So it'll all depend a lot on our overages. And when you look at those guys last year, like I think Leif Mattsson, Brugenkate, Topping, they were all 20 goal scorers. So, and then obviously, I think Jack Cowell could be, scoring wise last year, didn't put up the numbers, but I thought at times was really good for us. So, those are the guys that are going to have to, hopefully continue to score. And if we can get those guys in the 30 goal ranges, well, that'll be a plus. But you're absolutely right. We're going to have to have, I don't think we have any, and we don't have a Lind or a Dubé or guys like that that are that sort of dynamic and, are going to, put up 40, 50 goals. So we'll just have to hope that we do, like you say, by committee and do the best we can.
I think some of those young players probably did benefit last year because a lot of them seemed interchangeable. They saw ice time with Cole and with Dylan. They were able to play with some of these really offensively skilled guys. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see if some of these young guys can find another level. Last question, Lauren, we had talked about it a little earlier. A big change in the Western Hockey League this year, a 68-game schedule. Sounds like you think there could be some benefits there.
Yeah, I agree. I think there, you know, people talk about, well, it's only four games. But when you're trying to fit 72 games into a schedule, and, I mean, you look at the month of February alone, you know, we're playing 14 games in 28 days, basically, for the most part. And you know, if you can take four games out of there, even in the month of February, and then all of a sudden you're playing 10 in 28 days, that makes a huge difference to travel. And at that time of the year where the kids have gone through through a lot of travel and a lot of, you know, tough hockey. And you know, so that in itself, I think, will be a bonus. And I think that'll be the month where you'll see maybe some decreases in play for our teams. But I think any reduction is good. I think rest is important for these young guys, and you know, travel and et cetera. And those little, like we were talking earlier, like maybe we can eliminate a couple of three-on-threes and then the weekends and stuff like that. So I think overall it's important, and it'll help.
Okay. Appreciate you doing this, Lauren. Gosh, sure is nice to get back into the rink, isn't it?
Not really. I could... I could wait a while yet.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Thanks, Lauren.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.